What are the four spiritual laws? A presentation of God Questions Ministries. The four spiritual laws are a way of sharing the good news of the salvation that is available through faith in Jesus Christ. It's a simple way of organizing the important information in the gospel into 4 points. The first of the four spiritual laws is, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." John 10, verse 10, gives us the reason that Jesus came, "I have come that they may have life, and have it to the full." What is blocking us from God's love? What is preventing us from having an abundant life? The second of the four spiritual laws is, humanity is tainted by sin and is therefore separated from God. As a result, we cannot know God's wonderful plan for our lives. Romans 3:23 affirms this information, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 gives us the consequences of sin. The wages of sin is death. God created us to have fellowship with Him. However, humanity brought sin into the world and is therefore separated from God. We have ruined the relationship with Him that God intended us to have. What is the solution? The third of the four spiritual laws is, Jesus Christ is God's only provision for our sin. Through Jesus Christ, we can have our sins forgiven and restore a right relationship with God. Romans 5:8 tells us, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." 1 Corinthians 15 verses 3 and 4 informs us of what we need to know and believe in order to be saved, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. Jesus Himself declares that He is the only way of salvation in John 14 verse 6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me." How can I receive this wonderful gift of salvation? The fourth of the four spiritual laws is, we must place our faith in Jesus Christ as Savior in order to receive the gift of salvation and know God's wonderful plan for our lives. John 1 verse 12 describes this for us. "Yet to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God." Acts 16 verse 31 says it very clearly, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved." We can be saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9. If you want to trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior, say the following words to God. Saying these words will not save you, but trusting in Christ will. This prayer is simply a way to express to God your faith in Him and thank Him for providing for your salvation. "God, I know that I have sinned against You, and I deserve punishment. But Jesus Christ took the punishment that I deserve, so that through faith in Him I could be forgiven. I turn away from my sin and place my trust in You for salvation. Thank You for Your wonderful grace and forgiveness, the gift of eternal life. Amen." This has been a presentation of God Questions Ministries, www.godquestions.org.